Hey, and we back, baby. Back like we never left. Here like we never gone.
We left.
We did. But we back.
We'd be gone.
That's true. Taking vacations. Not this time, but...
when niggas were outside doing things with other people. That's it. Associating with each other.
Mm-hmm. Being human. So we back. It's AJ. That's it.
That's it?
That's it. So I don't have 20 jobs like you do. Go ahead.
You got a whole country to represent. Or city or whatever. Dubai.
Nah, son. I am an American citizen, son.
You AJ from America? That's true.
I ain't going nowhere.
Fuck. Damn.
They fining people out there. If you're outside past 8 p.m., you get a fine. 200.
Hey, they're doing a lot worse things than other countries you need outside past 8 a.m. or 8 p.m. I've seen so many videos of people. Oh, shit. This is Nathaniel Jackson. For you guys listening that hear my voice, the Hokage, the Village Hidden Elise, the Commander of Scout Regiment, the King of the Pirates, Commissioner of CCG, Principal of the Hero Academy, Captain Commander of Gautier 13, General Rare Burn Army, Black Picasso, Vince Moke Sanji, Jiraiya Sensei, Kakashi Hatake, Husband of Rengiku, Odin Sama. We have a guest here in the podcast with us. Today.
That's right.
The tallest guest we had. He is the tallest guest we had.
Absolutely. Right? Big country.
Probably. Yeah, big country. Nah, I'm not country. Just coming from the Midwest. Out here right now. Ray Holiday. Every day's a holiday, man. That's all I got. Professional referee.
Every day's definitely a holiday now that nobody's at work ever.
They got yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That's it.
Yo, Nate, I know you didn't get a $1,200 check with all those jobs you got. Ain't no way you got that stimulus check.
Son, I got
it. Nah, you just got 16 checks. One for each job.
Hell no. The nigga's texting me. It's like, give me money. I checked my tax refunds. Man, this is just some bullshit.
Yeah. So how's everybody doing, man? How you guys coping?
Bro, it's not coping, man. I'm very fortunate to say that. I've been very comfortable, man. This has been the best month of my life. I've been living it up.
What's changed in your schedule, Ray, since this happened?
No commute.
Oh, damn.
That's it?
Wait, how long was your commute
10
before?
Minutes, bro. It was horrible.
This nigga.
I'm gonna say, my shit's across the street. It's no difference for me. I'll be teleworking anyway.
Yeah, actually, I had to go into work this past week, and I was upset about it. I was like, y'all gonna have him go into the office? Are you serious?
For real?
It was just a small thing I had to do there. But I feel like I've been spoiled now, because I'm like, nah, I think it's a hassle to go into work. Like, that's not part of my job description. Why am I going in there?
It's the most simple thing out of every job. It's just going to the
office. I was pissed, though.
Damn, bro. You went white privilege quick.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was about to say,
look how entitled we are now.
I had during my job, and I was like, time out, nah, I should appreciate this. I still have a job. I'm still employed. Still getting a check. Things could be a lot worse. So, yeah, I had to catch myself. But that was my initial reaction.
Word. AJ, as someone who's been quarantining for the past 11 years of your life, how has your life changed so far?
Man.
That everybody's on your wave now.
Like, the weekends are the same. You know, ain't doing shit no way.
What is a weekend?
Yo, right? Days just go in and out. But
I'll be having no idea what day it is.
But it's the gyms that closed that got me fucked. Like, if everything could stay closed but the gym.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
with that.
Like, gym, box gym, yeah. I'm straight.
I know. I need gyms and barbershop.
Bro, for real, I was driving around the other day. Everything be open. Like, they do different stuff to get around, like, everybody being inside and touching each other and stuff like that. But, like, most companies are still, like, open. Like, I just came from GameStop, and, like, they do, like, you gotta call them and order stuff, and, like, they give it to you at the door. Like, you can't go inside, but you can still, like, get stuff like a fucking drug deal. I just got an Xbox 360 controller for $2, because who wants that?
Imagine they started doing drive-through haircuts. That'd be sick. You just kind of lean out the window and then they...
At some point, you gotta trust yourself to cut your hair. Cut your own hair. How much trust you got in your barber that you would do that before cutting your hair?
My barber out here is nice, man.
Mine is too.
Did your barber think the earth is flat? Yes, exactly, dude. Anthony, the best barbers I've had. You're the best barbers I've had. I thought the world is flat.
Bro, and I'm gonna be a realist on this podcast. I'm about 30% there.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yo. 30%, son. I'm telling you.
What's the 30%? Like, what small slither of facts swayed you that way?
I'm 30%. Like, right now, I'm being 70% sphere. It's not even the full sphere, right? It's like whatever, condensed, whatever they say. And then 30% is flat.
Okay, but what's making you not 100% sphere, as every person in the world should be in 2020? I agree.
Just simple shit they say, you know, when you go up, that you can't really see the dip. Because, you know, technically, if it's a certain diameter, you should be able to see a dip. And once you go a certain height above the ground, you should be able to see a dip every 1,000 feet. You should be able to see the ground go down.
Wait,
right?
I thought that was the opposite, though. Like, you can't see it because it's so big.
But you can see it. If you go high enough in a plane, you can see as far as your eyes can see. And if you have where's the dip? There's supposed to be a dip way before my eyes can get there. Especially if I'm in a plane higher up.
No, but, wait, no, because Earth is that fucking big.
How big? I don't know. Let's look at the numbers. Listen, man.
I'm saying it's so big that like to have the respect to see the dip, we'd have to be like so far from actual Earth, like probably like far.
Wait, how do you know that? So the same way you guys are laughing at me for not knowing, how you know?
From actual scientists and shit. Astral scientists, not a job.
Gravity.
Podcast. Dead Ass just podcast.
Like, wait. Joe Rogan. If the world was flat, wouldn't you not see a dip? You would just see the whole world, right, when you got to a certain height, right?
Yeah, which you can. You can.
AJ's saying you don't see a dip.
Yeah, what I'm saying is you don't see it. You can only see as far as your eyes can see. But what I'm saying is you should be able to see a dip way before.
Not very far.
Because it curves away from.
No, not because it curves. Because if you get a camera, right? If you get a high zoom camera, you can see further than your eyes could see before the dip, right? So
further, definitely, yeah, but still not far enough.
Listen,
there is you will never be able to have a camera that goes far enough where you see everything on the world. It's because it's on the side of the world.
But is that the reason, or is it because?
Yes.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. That's on 30%, son. I'm 30%.
Wait, but there's so much other evidence to say, like, no, you're 30%.
Like, what? The biggest thing?
There's so many niggas that fly and sail around the world.
What does flying have to do with
all the time? Because you have to take into account the curvature of the world for flight patterns.
No, you don't. You just fly.
Yes, you do. Like, if you fly from, like, the south parts to, because you're saying, like, the middle of the flat earth would be the North Pole, right? That's what my barbers have thought in the past.
The middle? Or would that be the edge?
So, like, there's, like, the ice wall, and that's the Antarctica.
The ice wall, I heard about that, too.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And in the middle of it is the North Pole.
What I'm saying, everything holds gravity together. It's all gravity, right? What we're saying is gravity is made up. It's woo. It's, right?
I mean, it is. I mean, it's
a, no, I mean, the
it's
concept
just something we give it a name to. I mean, you can say anything is made up just because we give a name to it, but it's there. Like when you drop something, it hits the ground, right?
But is that gravity or is that density? Because if I put a balloon,
but it's because of density.
That's density.
That's because of
density. Okay, so
that's because the density of the balloon.
Okay,
or of the helium.
So what's the difference? What are you saying then? Is it density or gravity? Ray, I know I got you. I know
it's
what that
gravity.
Means.
It's no, it's gravity. It's gravity, but how much gravity affects you has to do with the density of whatever object you're talking about.
Okay, so gravity is the concept of gravity is you have this giant mass that because it's
the concept of gravity is what do you call it? V equals R.
That's not the concept. That's an equation. But I'm saying the conceptual idea.
No, centrifugal force.
Yeah, because the conceptual idea is because you have it's centrifugal because we have the giant ball and it has such a giant mass
that's spinning.
Yeah. But is that why we're stuck here? Because it's spinning?
No, it's mass, though, right?
Over R squared. There you go, Ray. Ask some questions.
GMM over R squared. Gravitational force. It's just two masses together, and they attract because of the mass.
Exactly. Two masses that attract to each other. So my question is, if we get a mass, right, we get something that's really, really small, and we get something that's proportionally as big to the Earth is to us, that small thing is to that ball, and we put it next to each other, will it automatically just attract that thing? Attract everything small to it? That's that.
It'll be an extra force to it, yes. It'll be extra force to
but
it.
But if it's
but there's multiple other forces. There's multiple other forces acting on one object.
But if we put that shit in just a gravity vacuum, it'll just attract to it. Everything that's big will be.
What is a gravity vacuum?
You know, when you take away all the air out, take all the atmosphere out. That's the reason.
I don't know if that
matters. Yeah, that's the reason.
Mars has gravity. There's no air on Mars, but it has gravity.
I think it's literally just centrifugal force.
So this is what I'm saying. Technically. What I'm saying is...
AJ, I'm about to send you a textbook, bro. This is ridiculous. You have a degree in what? What's your degree in?
Mechanical engineering, but that ain't got shit to do with shit.
That's physics based, though.
Yeah, that's physics. Physics got nothing to do with gravity.
What?
It got nothing to do with it.
That's the biggest part of physics.
Not really.
Hey, you should watch the documentary. I think it's on Netflix still. It's called Behind the Curve, and it's about flat earthers.
Is it? Listen, man, I'm not trying to get more into it.
No, it's a quick thing. It's like maybe an hour.
But I heard whenever you get hit with the flat earth thing, it's about 2 years, 18 months until you're full in it. That's what I heard.
Till you're full flat earther.
Yeah.
Till you got tinfoil on your head.
Let's see. And what they're trying to do is, especially the left states, California said they might not open up until they get that app that they have in other countries that show if you have the virus and who you came in contact with.
I think it was actually on CNN, and it showed the map of how like specifically with the spring break stuff. They show the phones from all the spring breakers. I went to Florida and went to every other state afterwards through like
this
their
is
phone.
Different app. This app is you sign in and you show if you have corona or not.
Yeah, it's like I remember seeing
we don't really know
like death rates from China and stuff, and I feel like a lot of that data is hard to trust. Like by age, if you're 29, death rate. If you're 30 to 39, here's a death rate.
It's like minimal, especially children. Children's like
no, it's not that bad. As far as death
like we have so, below like
45 mm-hmm. so.
Yeah. Especially without pre-sell. That's why I need to fight this nigga Fauci, this motherfucker. You know that, do you know that, what do you call it, the Wuhan lab that this shit came out of? There's so many American institutions, including was it North Carolina University and some other health organizations here that help fund that shit in Wuhan.
Wait, no, I thought it came for the wet markets. I thought the whole thing was a hoax, man. The whole came from lab grown, like they were doing genetic testing. It's a hoax.
No, it's not genetic testing, but they were doing shit in a lab in Wuhan. There's a lab in Wuhan, a science lab, a virus lab.
That they specifically work on engineering viruses and studying those shits and stuff like that. But now they're starting, now actually, like big news outlets are starting to say that the wet market thing might be a hoax.
What?
Because China has lied to us about the coronavirus.
That's true,
the entire
yeah.
time. Like within their death rate or the numbers of the total number of deaths that they said literally like 7 days ago was like in the like 2,700 or something. And then the next day they said, you know what, it's really like 4,000 something. Yeah. It was like, okay, you guys are just completely lying about everything, which we kind of expect in the first place. You can't trust their government.
And Trump hates China. Trump has been trying to get rid of all these China deals, and they hate that shit because they wanted business as usual. That's why they're trying to get senile old pedophile ass Biden in office. So they could go back to business as usual.
He's only one of those things
that we know of.
Wait, which one? Which one was one of the one that is accurate?
See now, he's
bro. Have you seen a little clips of him like grabbing people during like photo shoots, bro? I saw it's like a 5 minute thing. It was like him just standing there like posing with children and like other political people, and like all the wives were like, ooh, like, it was really weird. I wanted to stop watching. I was like, he's doing it over and over and over and over and over and over. It was out of control.
I'm telling you, man, pedophile. And I'm not saying Trump is a good guy, but to me, Trump seems more like a mafia crime boss, where he just wants his money, but he wants the streets clean. Like, he doesn't want people getting in trouble because he just wants his bread. I'm not saying he's a good person.
He wants credit.
So, yeah.
I disagree with everything on Trump, son. He only works towards credit. Like, 24, like, all, his only focus is ever that. Like, this press conferences now, he barely talks about coronavirus. He only talks about his own ratings talking about the coronavirus.
But to me, that's I'm not saying that's better. I'm not saying I'll vote for him. But I'm saying that's not business as usual as these other motherfuckers. The queen, her bitch ass. You know where the queen left the palace? Where'd she go?
In the basement.
Exactly.
Wow.
Isn't that the safest place she can be? We can quarantine her in this one area of the Buckingham Palace. You can have that all to yourself. Nah, she dipped out of there.
Even without quarantine, you can live a pretty full life in a palace.
Yeah, true.
But that evil bitch, I don't know where she went.
Especially wait, why evil? What does she do? She doesn't have any real power. It's just like
that evil senile pedophile
bitch. I'm telling you, man. I've had a lot of time in here. I've been going through it. It's a lot of connections.
Shut your shit down.
Yeah,
it's
AJ.
A lot of connections we didn't know about.
AJ, do you have like a tag board with the red string between pictures of people and like circles on the pictures? Do you have that?
Not yet. But the issue is
all connected back to X-Men.
My problem is the thing that fucks it up for everybody, all conspiracy theorists, right? Is what the late great Patrice O'Neill said: is no matter how accurate the shit they say is, like the Alex Joneses, they always put marbles up their ass. Every time.
Gotta explain that.
I'm not sure what you mean.
So I could be a sane person, but all you gotta say is I could say 2 + 2 equals, like Patrice said, I could say 2 + 2 = 4, but if I put marbles up my ass, you're looking at me different. Like it is 4, but you looking at it like I don't know.
Why do you think it is that those conspiracy theorists always go overboard at some point? Like why do you think
it's
it is?
Not that,
they all
it's
do.
Not that they go overboard. It's that I just said what I said, right?
Yeah.
Did I go overboard in like any frantic way?
You went overboard when you put marbles
on your ass. Yeah, that was out of control.
By saying...
That's what I'm saying. Why do you think they all get to that point where they do that?
But what is putting marbles up your ass? It's saying something that's not with the mainstream.
It's saying something that's very, very obviously not true. Like Alex Jones saying the Sandy Hook was staged. Usually like Flat Earth.
Also, another thing about those, not about the Sandy Hook specifically, but about those mass shootings. You know the dude from the whistleblower from Google? So he had a list of things, and he said that one of the biggest things, one of the reasons he came out, was because Google and YouTube, you know, part of YouTube, Google, was hiding specific searches to see what the, which one was the Orlando shooting or other shootings, to see that they were false flags and fake. And by fake, we don't mean that they didn't happen. We're saying that they were staged by, you know, the powers that be. And they, there's a full list of search words and keywords that they on purpose X'd out that people can't search for.
Yeah, they do that.
Hide that information.
They do that, but that does not mean that those hoaxes are true. They just mean that they don't want to stifle that whole community from building.
What do you mean? Why would you hide information then?
Because they don't want a people. They don't want a group of people to get together and say, you know what? Our government's lying to us. They're doing this, 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 and they staged 9/11. I wouldn't want that even if 9/11 wasn't staged. I wouldn't want that group rising up. The government has always done that.
Yeah, but if that group has no power, why does it matter? Because I could watch KKK videos all day.
Because they can get power. They want to stop them before they get power. That's what they did with the Black Panthers. What they tried to do with the KKK. They do it with everybody.
I can still watch KKK videos.
I do agree with you that Google's definitely doing that. 100% they're doing that. But I think that's just for the sake of stifling groups that would eventually grow enough power to be a real threat.
You can't be pro censorship when you feel like it,
but it's like,
and be against censorship.
That's how a government. I agree with you. That's how a government is out there.
Like, if somebody, because anybody can say anything on the internet, but as a search engine, don't you want the things that are actually true to come up first? Like, if it's a reputable source, you know, that has is talking about things that are real, you would want that to show up instead of anything that anybody say.
Yes, no, but the problem is who decides what's actually true or not. And who what steps did it go through to say, like, all right, because, like, we know places like China and Russia, they'll put, or more specifically North Korea, puts out whatever information they want their people to believe, and it's so far from the truth. Like, North Korea, people in North Korea don't even know that space programs exist or anywhere around the world. They don't know anything about space, because they stifle that information.
That's wild.
And, like, it's a thin line when you let our government control what we see and what we do.
Is it a government thing, or is it like the Google and the Google deciding that?
No,
you don't get that big without being thing. Part of the government.
I mostly actually agree with you on that point, AJ. But I just said the step that you're taking to say, like, all right, that's true, then that means that this shit that they're trying to stifle must be true too, and they don't want us to know it. I'm just not making that jump to it.
Because personally, I'm not past Bin Laden. They flushed that nigga down the ocean, like crack. Like, if you have a Coke bag, when the cops jump the door, what do you call it? Open the door, kick the door in, you take your Coke rock, you flush that shit down the toilet. They did the same thing to Bin Laden.
The Bin Laden shit was sketchy, given that
is, how do you go past that? Like, how? Let's stop there, get that answered, and then we can move on.
Wait, so what are you questioning about it?
Like, because we can't get an answer.
You said it was a crime to do, or he's not actually dead, or, like, what are you trying to say?
No, I think he was either with them, for he was already part of their crew, and he was sick, and they were gonna kill him anyway. So they're like, "All right, now it's time." They clock. All right, now it's time, nigga. Let's go. So they already had him, and they just wanted, you know, whenever they wanted the credit, they took him out. Or he was already dead way before that.
Wait,
and
so
they
what?
Killed somebody else.
So what do you think that means in terms of 9/11?
So to me, 9/11 is, I don't think they did it where they went in and took over the plane, like the U.S. took over the plane. I think they knew it was coming, because there was absolutely where, if you look into it, the one of the ex-heads of the CIA shorted all of the plane, not all, but a lot of plane stocks, and made multi-million dollars a week before the 9/11 thing happened.
It's a large jump when you talk about how many people died in 9/11, though. Like, I'll be
no,
with
I'm
you.
Saying, I'm saying they know it. They knew it was coming. I'm not saying they did it, but they knew it was coming and didn't say shit.
I'm saying I'll be with you if the stakes of what they already knew was coming was gonna be thousands of people dying in the middle of New York.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, if some, I don't think that would happen.
What?
No.
It seems like what? So. Like, I mean, I think
no. The stakes are too huge.
It seems sketchy to me also, because, like, I feel like that's a point of pride for America. Is, like, we can't be attacked on our own soil. So why would they intentionally go out of the way to let it happen? Like, if we got attacked on like a military base elsewhere, it would make
more
sense.
What happened after that?
I agree with Asia on that point.
What happened right after that? Everybody, the whole country said, let's go to war.
Yeah, I'm saying if AJ's point of view was right, then that would be their incentive to do that, because that would be, nobody would question the government's motives after that, because we did that. Because I agree that
the Patriot Act,
the America's response to and the whole dealing with 9/11 is mad sketchy, but I can't say for sure that I know what it was, because we did that 9/11 happened, and then we went to three countries that we knew for sure had nothing to do with 9/11 immediately.
Yeah, opium, right. and gas.
And it's the whole shit sketchy, and we were working with Bin Laden before, and we armed them and all that. And I agree, it's sketchy, but I can't make that extra jump that you were.
And then when they brought coke in, and they fucked the black community when they had a war on drugs, but they brought the drugs in.
Yeah.
So, like, how do you keep moving past all these and then be like, nah, they're good?
I'm not saying they're good. My whole stance is I don't know, and we're not gonna really know. But I'm not gonna take the extra step and say like, oh shit, that means everything must be true. I know for sure some shit is definitely true. Some conspiracy theories are definitely true, and there's a lot of sketchy shit out there. And I know for sure, like, our government's not magnanimous. Like, we're a government like everybody else.
See, but Nate knows a lot of this. Ray, check this out. You know who the head of the CIA was?
Tell me.
A Nazi. They brought Nazis
for
in
a little while.
From defunct Germany.
When was
this? Look up Wernher von Braun, head of CIA after Nazi Germany collapsed.
So after the Nazis
came to U.S., half the Nazi scientists came. Wernher von Braun, Warner von Braun. Half the scientists came to the U.S. The other half went to Russia.
Killed a lot of people too. Wernher von Braun. Wernher von Braun specifically.
That nigga was Gestapo. What was that shit? Like the Hitler people?
Gestapo.
Yeah.
So wait, why did we bring him in?
Nate. What?
Why did we bring him in here?
Because he was the head of the CIA. The American Central Intelligence Agency was run by a Nazi. Like, how do you move past things like this?
A Nazi that specifically ran most of the bigger concentration camps and
all the torture programs
in Germany and the torture programs, gas chambers. Most of that came from Wernher von Braun. But I'm not disagreeing with any of that. Our government is gangster.
We know
that.
$20.
Yeah.
$20 raised on my side before the end of
dude,
the year.
Dude, I'm listening.
Nah, $20.
There's, some things that definitely have merit. Like the whole, like Nate was saying, our government isn't like some angel. Like, we do sketchy shit all the time. It's like,
it's the reason why we're number one. If you do doing gangster shit.
No. I'm with you, right? But to me, is like, if you have a criminal, okay, the criminal has to prove to you that he's right. I don't have to take the criminal's word on nothing. He's already a criminal. He has to prove to me that everything he's saying is true. So my saying is, I don't have proof that they're saying beyond reasonable doubt that whatever they're saying is true. Until I have that,
Now more than ever, we can't trust any of that. Like, specifically now more than ever, we know how much the government lies to us now. And all the media outlets. Like, my thing is, we don't have any power over anything. We don't have any power over their truth. The truth has never been any more muddied, ever.
Oh, fact, yeah.
So, like, I can believe what the government's telling us, which, like, I already know I can't really fully believe. Or I can believe what people sitting in their bedrooms, Googling a lot of YouTube videos, saying, like, oh, this shit, 9/11 was a hoax and all. But like, I know that you're in your bedroom Googling. But like, I can't trust them. I can trust conspiracy theorists kind of even less, because I know, like, they know less than the government does.
True.
But I know the government lies, so it's like,
let's judge off intention, right?
Yeah.
And research. So what do you think the government's intention is, and what do you think these conspiracy theorists?
That's why I side with the government.
Yeah, because the government wants the best for America, right?
I think the government's intention, the government's end goal is for America to be powerful.
Yeah, and I mean, if I'm being lied to for that end, sure.
I do believe
that's
that.
That's where I disagree. I think it's not about America being powerful. It's about them being powerful, and we're just the
pieces. They benefit from America being most powerful, though.
Yeah, but they're all in cahoots. Them, China, they all work together. Cahoots, nigga.
The American government is in cahooting with the China?
Absolutely. Why do you think we do all these deals with China?
Well, China has this economic... Everything in America is mainly... All of America's businesses, almost everything is manufactured in China. China has all of our factories. They have all of our medicine.
But not by accident. India makes a lot of shit. Why aren't we in India?
Because China has... We made deals with China way before India was even anywhere close to being the same place. But that's why this whole shit with us and China, like, we're basically in a fucking Cold War with China. That's why it's so dangerous, because they have
that's
us...
That's only because of Trump.
It's because of China's government. China's government is very fucked up.
Yeah, but we knew this. That had nothing to do with the NBA. Knew this.
We did know
this.
We knew that, but that still doesn't change the situation.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, do you think, so if Hillary was in office, do you think we would have had these trade wars with China?
I think we should be working towards severing our ties with China because China's government is a real threat against us. And that's if they were to declare war on us, they could take us immediately without stepping a foot on America.
Absolutely. I 100% I think the ruler of China, Jinping, is probably the biggest murderer maybe in history. I don't know if he beat Genghis Khan or Alexander, but he definitely beat Hitler easily. Easy money.
You're talking about because of their little
In terms of the people he kills? They got Muslim internment camps and all that.
And just take people.
That's what I'm saying.
They just take random people.
And I agree with you. So what I'm saying is, do you think if Hillary was in office, we would have had these severing ties with China? Or do you think it would have been business as usual?
No, I think it would have been business as usual. And I think that's bad.
Okay. So Trump is a good thing in that sense.
Are you endorsing him there? Right?
Yes.
Is this a...
I think Trump should not be the one handling disconnecting us from China because he's not what he's doing. But I think Trump bringing that up is a good thing in the long run with America, yes. But I think the best thing is for him to get the fuck out of office as soon as possible and let somebody who's not Biden to take off.
And I'm gonna be the realist right now, and I might lose some followers. But...
lose followers where, bro?
I might lose followers, right? I'm not voting, but if someone put a gun to my head right now and said to vote Trump or Biden, I will vote Trump. That's not what I'm saying. This is the part that might lose. If somebody put a gun to my head, and said Trump or Obama, listen, man.
Nah, I'm not
listening, man.
Listen,
I've been reading way too much, man. Listen, I might be on old Trumpito, man. I might be on the side. Gun to my head, obviously.
Just based on his international policy of him just doing what he wants off a whim. Basically, that's what it's based off of.
What?
Trump.
Choosing Trump.
It's not a whim. I don't think Trump is good.
No.
I'm saying.
Ray's saying, what would edge out Trump to Obama in that situation?
It's him just
Again, it's how he does with the international policy and shit?
Yeah.
No, policy. Obama to me is the same as Hillary and Biden and all that, business as usual.
I don't know if Obama's that. That's why I'm...
Because they're just trying to take away... They're trying to pass another gun law, which I have open on my thing right now. It's called HR 5717.
Okay. In Virginia, this year.
Bro, did you read that shit?
What did you say?
I didn't read it, but I saw a lot of people talking about it.
Everybody that purchases a gun has to have a federal license. That federal license, they can take away from you whenever they feel like.
Whenever they feel like it? But yeah, I think Second Amendment.
They feel like it, son. I've been reading.
That's a gun owner?
Yeah. Second Amendment. Bear arms.
Yeah, I feel like I have come more towards the rights since I've been in the Midwest. Yeah.
Right.
Guns. Yeah, sure. Why not? So, it's them taking that away is kind of scary.
I'm saying, man. Wait. And that's what they want to go. They want to go into a more communist. They want to follow China's path. They want us to become China.
So, question.
Bro, they're already trying to do that with the whole shit you're saying with tracking the people with the coronavirus.
And that's Trump's not trying to have that.
I remember meeting experts saying don't let these times infringe upon civil liberties. Because that's sometimes what happens, apparently.
It's really... Russia happens. That's how China happens. That's how shit like that happens. It's one... And it all seems like a great idea at the beginning of it, and then it snowballs into a dictatorship and a completely government-run...
Hey, let's put GPS in your phone to see where you're going. Oh, wait, now...
And people are with it, man. Yeah. My dad's with it.
Nah, I'm not rocking.
My dad's like, yo, yeah, they should have given everybody an app, and you should tell them exactly where you are. All right, Dad, gotta go.
That shit really started with the NSA a little bit ago when they were talking about tapping people's phones and listening to phone calls and stuff like that after the 9/11. Everybody was like, man, I don't care. But listen to us. I'm nothing to talk about. They're fighting criminals and terrorists. But like, it's the infringing on your privacy and stuff like that.
And that's what they do.
Slowly, freedom's not freedom anymore.
Yep, the Patriot Act and 9/11. Once you're branded a terrorist, and they can call it, that's the thing. They can call anybody a terrorist.
Yeah.
If I'm a terrorist, I got no rights anymore.
And they can,
no matter if I'm American or not.
And they can do that.
That's what China does.
Whenever, right? Like, they don't really need that much proof. And there's what is the level you need to surprise? Like, if I just stand up and yell something, couldn't you say that?
And we've said some wild shit on our phones. They could probably go back to our phone records. Oh, you said this when you were boop.
Yeah. It's a rap. And then you have, everybody has the Alexis in their house and everything. Got the hate.
And that's why,
you heard that?
That's what I'm saying, man.
You know what I'm saying? They're listening, man.
Feds checking in. So that's why, Nate, that's why I'm more on Trumpito's side. It's not because he's good. It's just because he's not
the standard.
Not the communism that they want.
So, okay, so...
I we need not the standard, but also not Trump.
Yeah,
I agree. We need someone who's not the standard. Not that's why I think these younger people are the answer.
So
these younger politicians.
Who was your favorite in the Democratic race for president?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
It was Sanders until he punked out.
Punked out, bitch made.
He just lost.
He lost.
No. He got cucked twice. And he still went back. Imagine he got cheated on twice and he still went back.
That's just weird.
Went back to.
I agree. The DNC.
Because the way DNC cheated him. Yeah, bro. They cheated
him. But I mean, that's the only path. Unless you go independent, but that's like.
No.
You should have went independent. About it. Because everybody knew the last election that the DNC specifically conspired to get Bernie Sanders out of here.
Yeah, that was sad.
They did it again.
Coming back is weird. Coming back as a Democrat is weird. And no, then coming back and endorsing the person that they did it against, it's a little weird.
Because the way he dropped out was something that was a couple months ago where everybody was running Bloomberg and all them people. And then in 2 days, all of them dropped out.
After Super
except
Tuesday.
For, oh, yeah. After Super Tuesday. Except Biden...
And Pete.
What's that? No, was it Pete?
The first Super
and
Tuesday.
Sanders. And who's the chick that said she was Native American?
Elizabeth Warren.
Tulsi? Oh, Elizabeth Warren.
That bitch. She was, that bitch. Because she was the only one whose policies were close to Sanders. And she stayed in, even after everyone else dropped out.
Yeah.
She stayed in. And this is the worst part. She stayed in longer. And even when she left, she still didn't endorse Sanders until he quit. And endorsed Biden, and then the day after that, she endorsed Biden.
Yeah, they definitely used their platform to try and split up his voting pool. It's all conspiracy from the DNC to keep him out, which is, for him to go back, but I feel like that's the easiest path to get to the presidency, right? Like what he's gonna do running, I mean, he can still run as independent now, right? Just because he lost the Democratic primary. Can he?
It makes more sense
to try to go.
He can, but he can't win because he can, but he has no chance of winning because most of the delegates are already out.
I'm talking about can he still run for a presidency under independent? I don't know how this works.
Oh
yeah, he can.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right because he wouldn't. Need
but
to
he just endorsed
win the primary.
Oh did he? Oh yeah, did he?
Yeah, crazy. He did.
Oh shoot,
bitch made, son. Bitch made. So maybe Bloomberg.
Bloomberg.
I voted for Bloomberg. I voted for Bloomberg.
Maybe.
I don't know. So his whole stop and frisk thing, have you come to terms with that?
I don't know. I wasn't here.
With those stop, it was
a racist.
Very deeply racist. Yeah. It was very, very racist thing that
happened. Johnny said it was Giuliani that did it, and then Bloomberg was the one that kind of made it less racist.
Nah, Bloomberg. I've heard the opposite. Bloomberg's the one that actually took the fall. Not took the fall, but
he was pushing, right?
All the blame for that. All the pushback was on Bloomberg.
I don't know. What did that happen though?
Wasn't after 2001? After 9/11?
It was definitely after 9. Well, no. It was before 9/11. It was the war on drugs.
Yeah.
It was during the war on drugs. So it was before that. It was with Clinton.
So I guess people can change, 80s, right? People can change.
Not old people.
Listen, man, I don't care if you're racist, honestly. Like, it don't matter to me if you're racist. Be racist. I'd rather you be racist up front than not. Like, Trump. I don't think Trump's racist.
You really don't?
No, he was hanging out with Don King and shit right before all this
man,
stuff.
Man, he's doing that to boost himself, man.
And so what? Like, if he's racist, I'm gonna be honest, I don't give a fuck. Like, as long as you're not here to oppress me, I don't give a fuck. All these niggas that want freedom and rights, they oppressive motherfuckers. All these Democrats, oppressive motherfuckers. And that's my problem.
Oppressive in what way? What do you mean by that? Like
they wanna take all your shit away. Everything, yeah, everything is everything. When did liberals become the ones that are pro censorship? Wasn't it the Republicans that were pro censorship back in the day?
Yeah. Not even back in the day, 8 years ago.
When that shit flip? What happened? Yeah,
it's PC movement. PC movement flipped everything on its head, and now the left is just unbearable. When it used to be the right, that was the right's still unbearable. The right's actually more bearable than ever, but it's all unbearable. Fuck
yeah,
that, all
dude.
That shit.
Yeah, dude.
I hate it. I hate being
okay,
in this.
Then. So how you going? So how are we going? That's my question. So how, if I ask somebody, are politicians corrupt? They say yes, and then when I tell them I'm not going to vote, they get mad at me. Like, my issue is, how is that wrong for me not to vote?
I don't think so.
I think it's all bullshit.
I'm on your side in this.
I mean, yeah, if you don't see anybody, I don't know. Like, I think your local voting is way more important than your national voting in terms of an impact on your life as it is right now.
And I think the local government is I mean, I don't have too much to really back it up, but I think local government is way less like corruption.
Absolutely.
Than a federal level.
Kind of, maybe.
Or it's more transparent on what's going on local level if you look into it.
I think it's just different corruption in terms of what, like, it's just more cartel, like in, I guess, New York back in the day, it would be cartel-based corruption because they're the ones that can afford a politician. Like, back then, a local politician maybe cost 40, 50, 60,000.
And yeah, but afford that. At least if the corruption is there on a local level, you could still find that information because it's so compact on the scale of what a government can do corruption wise. Like on a federal level, like it's so much shit going on that we have no chance of knowing what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, it's so much.
What corruption is going on a local level? Like you can at least like know what's going on in your city.
But then that's why all these mayors are fucking compared. Like every single Chicago mayor, and I think every single either Baltimore mayor, none of them have ever finished terms or not gotten arrested or kicked out because of corruption.
No, I think it's specific. I think it's actually Baltimore and Chicago. I think it's Baltimore and Chicago because they're both so fucked up.
So like they're all, that's what I'm saying. So how do you even, we have to buy, as whoever wants to give a fuck and cares, we have to buy politicians, but we're not willing to put our money together to buy politicians.
That's taxes.
We want to buy chains.
That's so funny. I can't imagine doing like booster events. Try, hey, let's
Kickstarter.
Politician. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's buy a politician. We all want this for our public space, right? Let's buy a politician.
That's it. That's what Exxon does. Exxon buys politicians. That's what Boeing does.
That's the problem. That's why we're starting to see more and more just self-paid for millionaires trying to run.
Yeah, I mean, I
because we know like people aren't filling their pockets to get whatever they want to get across to help their company out.
Yeah, I will say that's,
which is all politicians.
Yeah, that's something I am okay with. If you have your own funds and you don't care what money people are throwing at you, and you are,
I mean, you could trust them more.
But
that's what Trump is.
Yeah, he has fake money, doesn't he?
What's fake money?
Like, I thought he was in big major debt.
No. Like a paid. Hey, bro, he's not as rich. He's not as rich as the Clintons, the Bushes. He's not as rich as that crime family, but he has enough money to scare him. Because you know, the only reason I know this is because they put so much into hating on this nigga. Like all CNN is what Trump is doing wrong. They don't give a fuck about nothing else for the past. It's just anti-Trump rhetoric.
It's so weird what Trump was able to do to the media. It's crazy.
All the Hollywood actors. Since when's every
Hollywood actor? They're Hollywood actors. That's especially with this quarantine really highlighted how stupid it is to idolize actors.
Yeah.
And just someone we see just recite lines on the screen. These niggas are the dumbest groups of people ever. They're just nothing but oh my god.
Dude, I was really enjoying it. Shut up. They were saying how miserable they were inside of their houses and then all the hate they got. That was very, very sad.
It's so great, bro.
Yeah, shut
They're
up.
Losing their minds. They cannot stand not having attention for more than 3 weeks. I love it. Seeing Hollywood actors break down their million-dollar homes in the middle of your tennis court.
Ugh, I'm so bored.
You're so bored. I have a question that's right in line with everything we've been talking about.
Go ahead.
Yo, is it gay to search a male porn star?
I can't name any personally. What you say, man? You said you tried a little segue. How is that related?
That's a good question.
Wait a second.
That's a good point. How was that?
Whatever.
Was that in line?
I honestly couldn't even think of a single one though.
Wait, why though? Why? It depends. I guess the intention matters. Why?
Oh, that's there it is. That's how it.
Like, see, are you searching it because he blow them niggas' backs out, or are you searching it because?
I'm not searching anybody that's blowing any niggas out. Anything.
But I call everybody nigga. I used to call my girl nigga.
I just want to be clear for the podcast. I know where you're going. I just want to be clear with the podcast. I am searching Well, first of all, I have a point that's outside, because, well, end goal or end of the story. Yes, I search a male porn star, and I'm going to give you my reasons why. But even if you didn't have a this objectively, if you search a male porn star for heterosexual sex, is that gay? And then I have a second question about my point of why.
Okay. So you're saying a male porn star for heterosexual sex? No, I mean, because some people.
If you search a male porn star, but it's like all their shit is just heterosexual.
Okay. I don't see how that would be gay.
I mean, maybe you like his what do you do, or what do you do to it?
Like, let's say if he looks like you, if he looks like you.
What animal?
It's a dog.
That shit sounds like a fucking
he's
tiger.
Dog, man. He sounded.
Nah, it's
that nigga sound like he got some girth to it.
Nah, sorry. No, sorry. What I was trying to say is, like, let's say you're just a fan of him because he looks like you, and he's like, it's easier for you to imagine yourself in his shoes. Sure. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Why not?
Damn, I didn't realize I've been doing that for a little bit because I do.
Wait, you didn't realize?
No, because I only search a male name, only one male name, but I have, like, usually. My number one probably search thing is probably like BBC Latina, because that's the type of sex I want to watch.
Okay.
I'm not lying. I hate watching white dudes. Fuck. Because like, it's too, I can't connect with it at all. But see, my reasons for searching a male porn star just in general is because I watch a lot of podcasts and interviews and shit like that. And specifically like No Jumper, they have a lot of porn stars on and stuff like that. And I hear them talk about, like, usually like a regular question is, all right, I know that sex on camera is not the same as pleasurable sex. And like, usually it's not like, it's not doing anything for you pleasure wise. But like, who's the best porn star for you specifically talking to, whatever porn star you're talking to? Like, who do you remember being like the best? And it's always the same answer every single time, no matter who is asking. It's this Spanish nigga named Manuel Ferreira. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, okay, from my point of view, I'm a guy and I genuinely want to be
that's
the
film.
Best I can be at sex.
That's film.
Son. Film.
I'm 100% with you, Nate. You want to see the woman get actually pleasure. Like, please. Yeah. You don't
want to. I want to see what it is, because it's crazy how many porn stars gave the exact same answer, not seeing what other porn stars said or anything. They all say, like, off jump, too. Just like, who's the best? Those are, oh, Manuel. Like, it's that type of reaction every time. So it's like, I got to see what Manuel's doing.
And is it different? Is it different from regular? Like, is the reaction different?
I understand. The reaction seems more genuine. Because it's not different. Like, it's not as over the top as regular porn, but regular porn is like, you could tell, like, it's acting and they're doing for like angles and shit. Like, it's what looks good, not what feels good. And I can tell what it is about him that gets everybody to say, like, okay, he's by far the best.
And is it you get some technique, get some game, like, you want to share with us, Nate?
Right, yeah, so yeah. Your notes? Yeah, yeah. What does the film say?
I mean,
break it down.
I don't know if it's a breakdownable thing as much as like you can see it and understand why. It's mostly about just getting them emotionally, not emotionally like I love this nigga, but like invested in it emotionally and it's about connecting with the person, really. Just talking shit is the main thing that he does. Like,
oh, like the before?
No, like, no, like during. Like while you're fucking him, like constant talking to him and nigga has an accent too.
Oh, that's probably big.
So you're just saying, okay, because we're trying to get some game study. We're trying to, you know.
No, I'm telling
get
you.
Get a game up.
I'm telling you, the best way to get a game up is search him. Search him.
Just watch this nigga. All right.
Watch it. Watch
how you spell that?
Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L.
Okay.
Ferreira, F-E-R-R-E-A, I think. I don't know.
Sorry, don't worry, guys. This link will put on the link.
I just want to let you guys know this has been the best that this question has been received so far out of everybody I've talked to. I've gotten immediately, oh, nigga, you are the gayest one I've ever talked to.
I mean, I feel like there's no way to get better unless you, I don't know, I feel like film is a good way to get better, right? Like, you see, oh, that was wrong.
No, the reason they're saying he's gay because you're searching it.
Because I'm searching male porn star.
And the reason I'm with you, Nate, is because I'm soft like this and I get off, like, personally, when I'm with a girl, I get off when she gets off. Like, I get horny, you know, more when she gets off. So I'm with you, Nate. That's why I didn't hate on you like that.
Yeah.
To be honest, even before I started having sex, that's always been, like, my drive to have sex. It's never really been for me to feel good, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a subconscious thing for me, but, like, I always, like, before I started, like, really blossoming in my love life, which is like maybe like in the middle school, high school, I've never had any chance with girls. The only thing I wanted was like for girls to like really want me and like talk about, oh, he's the best or whatever, and sex is just another thing of that. So it was like,
yeah.
I don't know, I think I want to make a girl feel good more than I want to feel good, which is might say something about, I don't know, my own self-worth, I guess.
But I feel like it's like self-fulfilling too, and so it works both, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a double bonus.
It's like giving the money to a homeless dude.
See,
I like that comparison a lot. That's hilarious.
Yeah, because you give him money, he feels good, and your karma is that good feeling you get, that immediate good feeling you get from giving the money. It's
yeah, but
nothing after that.
Yeah, but I feel like at some point, like I feel like my sex life is mostly one way. Not like not that the girl I'm with doesn't try to please me, because she does, but the only thing I don't care about me feeling good at all, which I should.
Is it because you don't feel? Is it because you already feel good?
No, it's because I'm only focused on that. I'm only focused on her feeling good.
Right. I mean, if that's the priority, and then that's what you care about, then it makes sense, right?
But then I feel like that disconnects me, though. Like I feel like I feel like sex is more me putting her through the experience that I want her to go through, instead of us experiencing the same thing together.
You ever have?
I feel like it's gotten to that.
Is that how it always is, or do you ever like decide, nah, this session is gonna be for me? This session is gonna be for Eric.
That's when you power fuck. That's when you get
your
nut in 2 minutes and get out.
Yo.
Oh, you ever do that? I'm like, I'm gonna be curious now.
No, I had a run with that at Rose, where it's like, okay, these 2 years, I'm not gonna care about none of these bitches. So I'm fucking for me, which is fine, because I don't care about them. I'm not looking for this to last.
But at least you're getting your practice in. You're getting reps in.
Yes. Yeah,
that's,
reps
that's
for me.
Most important, son. Most important.
Reps for you.
Rep, son. You motherfucker, son. I got dumped on Valentine's Day, nigga. Well, like the day after.
Talking about when?
That reminded me.
This year? Or?
This past one?
What?
This past Valentine's Day?
Yeah, nigga, like a month and whatever ago.
Good.
What happened?
Valentine's Day. No, just stop fucking with me. Which is fucked up, because I didn't even move in yet. Like, I didn't move into our place. I had to, like, get all, because she had most of my stuff, because I was homeless. So she let me keep her stuff, let me keep my stuff there. So I had to get all my stuff, get my TV and shit, and then brought all Johnny's place, stayed on his futon, and then we moved in a few days after.
Damn, what is it about Valentine's Day with y'all? Because Johnny still, to this day, has the funniest breakup story to me on Valentine's Day when he broke up with... I think we talked about it in a podcast before, but this nigga Johnny, like, I was in, this is when was living with them, and I was fucking with, and I was in their room, and came out of her room all dressed up and shit. It's like, I'm about to go on a date with Johnny for Valentine's Day. Our anniversary is coming up. I baked them cookies and the cake and everything. We're gonna have this great day. We're gonna go to the movies and a picnic, and then we're gonna go on a walk and do all this mad romantic shit. And she was all done up, son. Makeup, earrings, red dress, everything. And she left feeling all happy and came back about 12 and a half minutes later, bawling crying, and said that she got to Johnny's house and she was all dressed up, and she knocked on the door because they're about to go leave for the date. And this nigga Johnny came out just nothing but boxers, just with a toothbrush in his face, and say, yeah, nah, I don't want to do this relationship no more. And then, but son, he knew that they had Valentine's Day plans. Like, they planned it yesterday.
Hey, that's horrible, dude.
I was like, son, oh my god, that's so crazy.
You can't. You just got it. It is what it is, man. I don't think anything would have been better. That's horrible as it is, but.
I would personally be very upset if I got my hair cut, you know what I'm saying? Got trimmed up and everything, picked out my clothes, put on a suit, get a whole bunch of things.
You got emotionally ready to have a great day.
Yeah, I'm saying, you have the expectation in your head to go over there. I would much rather just have that shattered before I do all this extra stuff.
Explain.
What?
You guys think it's gonna be a corona boom?
As far as babies?
In 9 months? Like, you guys splashing off? Are you two splashing
off?
Yes,
there will be many first children. There will be many first children born. I feel like there will be no younger siblings.
Are you two splashing off?
I've been splashing off since high school.
Damn.
I be saying that, but a lot of my, actually not a lot, most of my friends my age are well into parenthood now. Like, well into it. Bro. 8 and 9 year olds.
What percent of them do you think regret it?
100. 100%.
Like, I mean, like, what?
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Like, 24, 25, like, you still are healthy and you can still do things. And I don't know, there's a lot of fun to be had.
I think the regret part sinks in a few months into having the kid. Like, I think even like having an RS 24, 25, a lot of people, like, I know a lot of people are already married and have a house and everything like that. So, like, the idea of, like, okay, kids just next, and they probably had a kid on purpose, but they regret it because of what you just said.
Is this what they have said to you, or is this what just you,
I guess,
based on, like,
I guess,
their facial
I can see it on their Instagram. Like, I can see it in pictures.
How you see regret on someone's
bro,
Instagram?
Bro.
I've never seen someone post regret.
I am telling you, I look at Instagram and I see 70% regret. scroll through my timeline. You can see it.
What does regret look like with children? Honestly,
I can see their face change, like physically, not even the facial expression. Their face physically changes from the stress that they've been put through because they didn't know what they're getting into having a 7-month-year-old kid. Everybody I know who's like 25, 26 that's had a kid, they look 30.
Yeah, I have a coworker. I mean, so it's the exact opposite. But when I met him, I thought he was like 26, 27. Turns out he's 32 years old, and he just had his first kid. Like,
that's why.
A little less than a year.
So is that? That's what I'm saying.
That's how you do
it.
Is
that what you look up to? Is that your plan?
Oh yeah, you know, I read his playbook. I read his plan. And that's how you do it, man. Him and his wife traveled. They got to do a whole bunch of other things. They, you know, withstood all the peer pressure from their family to have kids. And they said, no, we're gonna have some fun first. And then I think eventually just got kind of bored and they said, kid.
And that's when it should happen.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it should happen when you're bored.
It's the same thing. I think the same thing with marriage. Don't rush it.
What, when you're bored?
Yes, it should happen when you're already feeling like you're bored with whatever you're in right now. You shouldn't rush out of what stage you're in right now because you think that's what society wants, what your family wants, or that's because I'm 25 and I'm out of college. I need to get into a sex life because, you know, time's ticking on my uterus or shit like that. Even though that is true, but in a healthy way, that shouldn't be the reason why you're getting to that next stage.
It's not conformed when
you're 36 and you don't have a kid. But like I'm saying, women are saying that in their early and mid 20s. Because they're so scared of that.
But that's a prime, like the healthiest baby you're going to get from a woman is between, and please don't, I'm not saying do this. I'm just saying is from a 16 to 22. That's the healthiest baby you're going to get.
But after it's a baby, that kid's going to be fucked up because that mom doesn't know anything and resents that baby.
I feel like you gotta be mentally and financially able to support it, and that's the best time more than anything else.
Physically, like if you want the healthiest baby, like physically, like, that's what you can't control. That's from 16 to 24.
Yeah, but I'm talking strictly, like, take the baby even out of the equation. I'm talking strictly for the health and well-being of the person making the decision.
Oh, the parents?
Yes. Wait until you're genuinely done with the stage in life that you're in now. Don't rush to get to the next stage, whether it's a relationship or maybe even career-wise. Or what was the first example we gave? I forgot what it was.
Damn, man, you encouraging all
the babies. Babies was it. Or a marriage or all that shit, man. Enjoy what you're in now. And let it completely run through that time.
100%.
For your, and then you'll generally appreciate the new stage that you're in, so you won't like have that fucking internal monologue of, should I even be in this? Man, it's your fault that I didn't get to live my life the way I wanted to, and all that bullshit. That's why I generally subscribe to the. After I've seen so many examples, I understand why everybody was completely wrong when it said you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, because they make the best ones when they're done with that.
Right.
Guys and girls. Yeah. You should.
They got
fully experience that, get what you want out of that, and then pull you always get out in everything. Even if it's in like fucking around with your own life, not even sexually, even if you fuck around with like drugs or anything, partying too much, all that shit. Get through that. Push through that. Don't jump to get out of that unless you're really killing yourself, but Live what you're living until you're done with it.
Yep, gotta make sure you're done with it. Gotta make sure you live what you've done, and then once you're done with that, you know regrets after.
Yeah,
you got to.
Damn, you convinced me, Nate. I'm about to hit my local strip club up.
Yo, make good decisions, though.
Let me know when y'all done up there. Let me know when y'all done.
Hey, don't make no decisions. It's gonna stick with you, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's honorable. And that's the thing. Like we gotta learn to treat our bodies better. Like I hope after this, McDonald's stock goes down. All fast food stock better go all the way fuck down. All the niggas that are talking about, hey, health first. Hey, everybody should stay inside. We need to watch out for our health. Those niggas go back to Sonic and get a milkshake. Fuck all of them.
No, yeah.
Fuck all of them. If Lizzo's ass is back shaking her ass saying body positivity.
It's out of here for body positivity. That's just done. Coronavirus killed that. It's over. That whole era is gone.
It's over.
You need your body negativity. Like, your body weighs less now. We need that.
Yo, coronavirus ends at
the got to. So. Got to. I don't want to hear no more fat bitches talking, man. It's a wrap. It's a wrap for all of them.
I'm still healthy.
No, you're not.
Like,
no, you're not, bitch.
You can have a little bit of a stomach. I don't mind. Like, a little thick. That's no issues. But once you get into, like, you built, like, Kimbo Slice, then...
Kimbo Slice is, like, 8% body fat.
You're a little saying, like, everyone's built.
Yeah, if you wanna,
professional if, athlete. If you just feel like it, ugly woman.
What was the Corey Holcomb joke? This is the most fucked up thing I heard.
If you built like Corey Holcomb.
Her stomach... if her stomach was built like a trash bag full of shoe boxes.
What are you eating? Oh. What are you eating? That's your stomach's built like a trash bag of shoe boxes, son.
So eating wood
mad corners and shit.
I've seen someone like what? That.
You got a confused stomach. Your digestive system is all over the place.
I need to witness something like this.
So it better be all healthy living from here on out.
Yeah, no, I think they said handshakes are also, it's going to be like a second, like, we're not going to do that anymore. No more handshakes. No more hugging, like, strangers. I think I've been that before, but no handshakes. Like, that's going to be part of our social norm. That's gone. Man.
How am I not going to handshake and then stick my tongue down a girl's mouth?
What? No, I'm talking about, like, at business and work.
I thought you were talking about at the club.
Wait, no, hold up. Are you handshaking girls like you're sticking tongues in their mouth, too?
Not wild, but you got to establish body contact first. You got to, you know, you're not going straight for the tongue.
I'm saying specifically handshakes.
Depends on the mood. Depends on the scene. You know, if we're at the like, if we're at the bar, you know, hello, nice to meet you, whatever.
Yeah, but it's not that vital that I would say like, damn, I can't handshake a girl anymore. How am I gonna do it? Like, I can easily throw that. I can easily throw that away.
Yeah, but you got established contact. You know, you touch her thigh, whatever. But how you know Corona stays on her leggings? That should stick on there, on the Lululemons. That shit's falling all the way back home if you touch your thigh.
I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because your ankle is fucking anyway, which is the most contact.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
But not these old people staying stay home. That's not their goal. They don't give a fuck.
Yo, old niggas have not given a fuck this entire time, too. Like,
until Viagra came.
No, I'm talking about this entire like, quarantine time.
Oh.
I'm saying, like, because I go out and just drive just to get out of the house and shit like that because I get cabin fever and shit. And when I drive around downtown, it is... always packed to old people now.
For real?
Always. Just, niggas just out. In groups, just chilling out. Yeah. Since the beginning, the entire like time.
I feel like they wouldn't be a stat if that's the case.
You feel like it wouldn't be a stat
like a stat of the pandemic. Like, if I had been taken out by something and I was pretty old, it was something, you know, my time was coming pretty soon anyway, pandemic would be a pretty cool way.
Let me ask you, is Corona considered natural causes?
If you're old, I think any disease is considered natural causes, right?
And if you're fat, yeah. I think any disease, like diabetes, is natural causes.
But diabetes is specifically because, I don't know if that's natural causes either. If you're fat. Son. I think it's just diabetes.
That's natural. I mean, but no, diabetes is nature.
It's natural
life.
Causes.
No, I think natural causes has more to do with your age when you die. Because if you get diabetes and die when you're 39, I don't know if that's natural causes. It's like you die because of diabetes specifically, but if you're old, it's like yo anything, son. If you get a car accident, it might be natural causes.
That's natural causes because if you were younger, you'd have moved faster. Asleep,
couldn't see.
I take natural causes to mean we expected this nigga to die, no matter how it is. It's like that's just natural causes means I expected this nigga to be dead soon.
Natural causes means we're not surprised.
Yeah, for real. Like I have no idea how Bill Withers died, but I know it's natural causes. Rest in peace, Bill Withers.
But the same if I see a 600-pound person, I'm not surprised by nothing. Like my 600-pound life, true. Bro, I see that shit sometimes. I feel so good about myself.
Dang, man, bro, that, watch that show.
So good, son. It's the same way, like when I, I'm not real, son.
No, I feel you. Movie theaters, I think, are done.
Oh, it's a wrap. Yeah,
AMC was almost out to begin with. I think the big ones, like AMC and Regal, are going to translate into doing what they did now, where they're just releasing, they might have their own, literally just their own TV app, and release movies straight to there and say, all right, pay $19 to get it home, because everybody wants to watch it at home anyway with their family. That's what they're doing now. They're releasing new movies straight to your TV, to your TV. Just pay $20 for it, and your whole family can watch it. But I think that's just where movie theater's gonna go.
Who's like, but who gets these? Someone's gonna take the losses though. Someone's not gonna be paid the same. Whether it's the actors, whether the movies are gonna be shittier.
Ooh,
like see, someone's gonna suffer because of this. Because they're not gonna get paid.
It's still the movie theaters because the way the movie theaters make money in the first place, it's not from the tickets at all. Tickets, for like 99% of the money for tickets go straight to the movie, to people who made the movie. And the movie theaters make almost all of their money off of concessions.
Oh.
They make almost all of them. That's why you never get military discount or anything on the concessions. You never get any of that. And they push it so much. They get almost all their money off that. This is why it's so expensive too.
So movies are going to take that hit? Are they even going to make money in that
movie
case?
Movie theaters. I don't know how you can. I guess like running ads on their app or something, if AMC and Regal opens their
app. I'm going to say, couldn't just a movie studio just do the same thing? Like Universal just say,
yeah,
we're just going to make our own app. F y'all.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly, yeah. That's true. They don't need a middleman anymore. So damn, why the fuck give you a movie? Why would they give the movie to AMC to do that? In my opinion, I think that only sucks for dates. Because that's just another like date option that's not there anymore.
True.
But other than that, man, I'm cool. I'm cool without a movie theater.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
I think universities are over with.
Universities?
It's a wrap, son. Universities, son, it's a wrap.
What?
It's a wrap. Because they're not going to be able to host these big-ass classes, right? These in-person 50, 60, 70-person classes. So now that everybody's going to have to get things online, no way people are going to pay the same $60,000, $70,000 a year for online tuition. Not a chance in hell parents are going to pay that.
Yeah, but I think universities have so much fucking money backed up already that like they can weather this storm.
Honestly, they'll be fine.
Because tuition costs like $70,000 per person.
Yeah, you're not going to pay that anymore.
Yeah, nobody. I know. I know. I'm saying the companies that are going to be out of here are going to be the industries that are already struggling going into it.
Yeah.
And the universities, they're still going to be getting the money from the online class. Like this social distancing thing for universities, it's not going to last more than, definitely not going to last more than 2 years. So like if niggas are going to come back on campus and they can last 2 years of just online classes.
No, but yeah, but in those 2 years, people are going to realize how not valuable
they'll be like, oh, it's so much work for me if I can just go.
I think the opposite. I can't learn online classes. No, I tried it so many times.
What I'm saying is people are gonna realize they don't need university altogether.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the opposite. I think people are gonna realize that they do need that in-person shit.
You're talking about the actual physical building of a university they don't need.
No. University period. Like they're gonna go straight from high school. They're going to go straight into whatever they want to do. Because especially the people in videos and content right now, you don't need a university for that.
Oh, for that. For that, for sure. But
even a lot of things. A lot of things. Like, anything. Nick, what do you do that you've needed a university for?
A degree. That's the only thing I need a university is a degree.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, don't you think you would have learned more if you skipped those 4 years and straight out of high school you went straight into whatever you're doing now?
For sure.
Those 4 years, you'd be way better.
It's always
yes. But I would not have a good paying job, which is the main part.
So in the 4 years that you went negative $60,000 per year, right? So that's negative $240,000. Even if you made $30,000 the first year, $40,000 next year, $50,000 next year, and then at the fourth year you're making $60,000.
That's generous. That is not.
I'm not making $60,000 my fourth year.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
If you're the same intellectual person that made it through Rose and used that same intuitiveness, absolutely. Because
my intuitiveness didn't get me my job. My degree did. That's the only reason
will be way more accelerated. And
yeah, I agree on that standpoint. I would be better suited for a job. I wouldn't get the job.
Why not?
Because I don't have a degree.
No, but you wouldn't take an apprenticeship. Like how electricians do it. You start off as an apprentice making $9 an hour. You do that for a year. Then you become a journeyman. You do that for 3 years, 2 years. And then you're master. Once you become a master electrician, you charge, and I've worked with master electricians, they charge $100,000 just for their license. They don't have to leave the house.
Yeah. That's they make 15, 20 years down the line.
No, not nearly.
How? Not 10 nearly.
10 years. If that. 10 years, if that. Look, there's a certain number of hours it takes to become a master electrician. I think it's, is it 10,000 hours? So once you become a journeyman, you have to work under a master, and that person signs your hours off. So if you work with them every day, 8 hours a day, the more you work with them, the faster you get your master's. You may get your time, and then you have to do the test, and then you become a master electrician. And they are very, very scarce right now.
From a standpoint of being better equipped for the job, I agree with you. College is not necessary, and it's best to just jump into it and learn by hand. I definitely agree with you, full whatever. But there's so much, and especially within the industries where you really make any money, like especially engineering, like there's way too many doors that don't get open at all if you don't have a degree.
I think those doors will stay closed. Those doors will stay closed.
No, because it's only for a degree.
But you don't think they'll hire somebody straight out of high school? As an intern?
No, because there are still going to be people coming out of college with a degree.
There's so many right now that if it'd have to be closed for a long time for it to actually do that.
It would have to be closed for a long time, and it's not going to be closed for more than 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't think even near 2 years. It would have to be closed long enough for it to be a mass movement away from college. If everybody says, you know what, fuck college, we don't need it. If everybody agrees to it, I'm with it. I'm with that, and then it'll be done. But everybody won't do that. It'll only be a few outliers that won't do that, and then they'll end up just being at the lower end of the pool because
I think degrees. Yeah, is probably a pretty big one. I can't think of anything else that's struggling right now, or was struggling.
I mean,
all entertainers. I think everybody that had
entertainment just in band, general.
Yeah, but the ones that can go off streams, like you know the big ones are gonna stay, the Drakes, the whatever gonna stay. But it's the local ones that like the Tech Nines. That make money off of touring only, the scissors or all that.
But that's also the big ones that make their only money on touring too.
Drake has Apple deals and.
But Drake has 6 record labels that he signed to that make so much money off that. I mean, Drake actually his situation might be different like really recently, like in the past like year and a half. But like all of these musicians, everybody making the money off the streams is the labels that they're signed to. Like they're all. All their money is coming from tours, and they're all lying about their money. All of them are lying about their money.
They all got those stimulus checks.
Everybody who's a musician is lying about their money. They're not making anything. The record labels are making everything off of them.
Damn. Yeah.
So where are they going to go now? Like retail? They're going to be...
retail.
Car lots?
Meg the retail worker.
Meg the retail worker is stupid. They'll continue with the stream stuff and just make less, but... It's the industry we just have to adapt.
Or SoundCloud rappers.
It sucks for them. It sucks for them because at the end of the day, they'll be even more forced to give someone else the power over their career because they have to get the platforms. They need the platforms more than ever now.
Because I think a lot of
that and everything about that.
A lot of local bars, like places that mostly rely on like a bar scene to survive, a lot of those will probably go under.
Yo, you know the Bally's talking about going under forever too. The Bally might not open again.
Yeah, they said that. I forgot. Was he? Oh, said that? I can't remember. Yeah.
Well, isn't that so? It's only gonna be with the Verve that's left.
The Verve might be out of here too.
For real?
That'd be crazy.
So what are they? Yo, people really gonna kill themselves in Terre Haute?
Nah, it's just about to go to a local parking lot.
And that shit might close down too.
Close a parking lot now.
Yeah, so how, damn. Yeah. But what if we don't give a fuck? Because I'm telling you, man, and like I said, I met with these college girls. They don't give a fuck. They're hanging out every day with each other.
No, yeah. And that's going to be more and more. People are going to stop giving a fuck very soon.
So won't that save the bars and everything? Or do you think the government is going to say
it already might be over with for the bars from like now. Like a month with no business is crippling for a local business.
That's a lot.
And like all that loan
they're probably back. They're probably not even making a profit as is when there is open.
Mm-hmm. Like barely breaking even.
There might be barely breaking even regardless. It's been for a while. Talking about a lot of conspiracies. Our podcast might get shut down very soon after this episode is up. So if it happens, man, blame the Clintons.
and be Bill Gates
is silly. Yeah, man. It's been stay tuned though. We love y'all.
Stay safe.